So we are doing the Magid Miduvna's book called Sefer HaMidot, the book on traits. And the Magid Miduvna had taken us through an interesting journey. He had explained that prior to receiving the Torah, we were chosen because we excelled in basic human decency. And after receiving the Torah, we plummeted. The fact that God suddenly told us not to steal and not to murder made it much harder for us not to steal and not to murder. And the fact that suddenly we're being told the mitzvot of basic decency automatically made it more difficult for us, to the extent where God says, I wish I would have never known you. Now, before I gave you all these commandments, you guys were so much better. I gave you these commandments so you'd have merits in keeping them. And he left us with a parable. He said it's like a guy who's arguing with his wife about her dowry, and they're arguing about the yacht, and he ends up in bed all ill, and pus is coming out of him everywhere onto the bed, and as he's lying there somewhere fluctuating between life and death, he's still arguing with his wife, and she says, honey, you just make it out of bed and then we'll talk. You know, first let's heal you. And he says that's the same thing God says to the Jewish people. First heal the basics, then we'll talk about holiness. I want you to be holy people, but you guys have to work on the most basic elements of being decent people. Zot ra'iti v'naton elibi, the Magid Miduvna continues. I've seen this, and so I took it to heart. Ki tov yashar lechaber chibur, that in light of this, what's fitting is to write a work, yo'il li v'lanashim kerki, that will help me, and people like me, right? He's not telling anyone else what to do, but he's saying, I realize that I must be indecent, because if this is what it says in the prophets, I have to work on this, the Magid Miduvna says. So I wrote this work for me, and whoever's like me, lagot bo b'chol yimei chaldeinu. So this is something we could think about and review throughout our lives, lasum lev al amidot asher b'nafshoteinu. And it will help us to note the traits that we ourselves have, im nechochim em v'yisharim le'odei dat, ki Hashem b'kirbeinu. Are they fitting for those who have intellect, who have knowledge, for Hashem is in our midst? Va'omnam ki kvar kidmuni gdolam chabrim zal, and I admit that I was preceded by the greatest authors, asher ha'ar tzira mikvodam yisvei amidot asher efitzu b'yishurun. Earth was lit with their honor, with the works that they wrote on traits that were spread out throughout the Jewish people. But in times like these, their works aren't enough because they purified their works, they distilled it, and they wrote in such short terms that it's a little hard to figure out how am I going to get a practical message from their works, which is the way I feel as well. You open up Amsilat Yisharim, you open up Sharei Tshuva, you open up all the ancient works, they have fantastic thoughts, but for our generation, we need something very practical, and that's why I chose this work. I hope I chose right. We'll see. Ovrei yamim ha-pilosofim, menarot ha-mechkar, hem ha-ru'u spunei tmunei otzrot chaburot bekotzer divrehem. They who understood all great philosophy, and they saw all the hidden understandings, and they said it all in short. Merikim zahav me'aleim. Their words was like spilling forth gold. But what can we do? We're not on the level. We're impoverished. We don't have the light of philosophy. We don't have the light of understanding that they had. And even more so, that the works that we have are just copies. Being that many of the works were written in other languages, and we're reading translations, well, they're not so clear. They're not as clear as the original author wrote. For the language that is used is really the pen of the heart. It is the messenger of the conscience of the author who has bore these words. The author writes clearly on the manuscripts. He explains his things and elucidates them. He says, take the work Chovat Alvavot, duties of the heart. You'll see how his introduction, written in our language, is crystal clear. And then you go on to the work, which he wrote in Arabic and was translated, and you have a very hard time making heads or tails of what he's trying to tell you. You see, he wrote very clearly. What he did write in Hebrew, we understand very clearly. The rest, that was a translation, is very hard. So that's, he says, two reasons why he had to write this work. One, because it's practical, simple, clear. Two, because the other works many of them were translations. Furthermore, I saw that my predecessors, they delved into the form of service of God, which is the essence. They started a few steps ahead of where we're holding. And there are certain things that a person has to fix before he goes to serve God. First, we have to fix the traits which make us human beings and not animals. He says, the most basic traits of being a human being, we have to work on those traits. And they didn't focus on those traits. They were a few steps ahead. Kimamal Chazal, Deacherz Kadmala Torah, like our sages taught us, Deacherz precedes Torah. Deacherz precedes Torah, that's the idea, be a human being, be a mensch. Decency. Well, we have to work on that, says the Magen Midovna. V'amelech HaChacham Alav Shalom Amav Chochmaton, the wise king, may rest in peace, said in his wisdom, Al titen shina le'necha ot numa le'afapecha inatzeket zimiyad uchtzipo miyad yakush. Don't give yourself rest, don't give yourself breaks, run like a deer run, and a bird run from a trap. V'amal derech eshim ka'afila lo edu b'may yikashelu. And he said, the way of the wicked is like darkness, they don't even know what they're stumbling on. Ki chol ha'imim shem chayim ala adama, because all of their life, they are constantly they're chasing after the plots of the Yetzer Hara, and they constantly forget what are they doing here on earth. I had a taxi driver today. He says to me, I'm Jewish, I hate Arabs, but I can't begin to figure out why anyone cares about Jerusalem. I don't understand the Arabs, Christians, or Jews. Who cares about Jerusalem? So he says to me, So I said to him, what's your goal on planet Earth? What do you want to accomplish in life? So he said, that's a deep question. He said, I want to bring kids to the world. So I said, so after you bring kids to the world, you could die? So he said, no, after I bring kids to the world and raise them to be moral human beings, then I could die. So the conversation went on. I'm not going to tell you a whole 20-minute conversation here. But at any rate, you could see that the man was rushing through life and he hadn't stopped to think, because I started posing questions to him. He said, I don't understand why people care about Jerusalem. So I didn't answer. I just asked him, I said, what do you call morality for your kids? So he said, if they're fair human beings, if they're decent human beings, I said, and what if your kid grows up, he told me he hates Arabs, right? I said, what if your kid grows up to feel that the left is what's right and moral, and he wants to give your home to Arabs because that's what's moral? That's his conclusion about what's moral. So he hemmed and he hawed, and then he said, you know what, whatever they say is decent, you know, society defines what's decent. So I said, and 200 years ago when society said it was decent to beat your wife, that was decent because that's what society said. I mean, that was the given, that was the norm. Women couldn't own property, that was also decent. So he said, no, that's not decent. I said, what's your level of decency? He says, what do you mean level of decency? If my son tells me he's a homo, what am I going to tell him? I said, and if your son tells you he wants to eat his feces for lunch, are you also going to tell me? You know, that's what he calls decency. You know, I can't get involved, you know. What he says is decent, he says is decent. Are you also going to respect that? So he paused. You know, he's thinking. Then he said, decency in the world stems from the Torah. I said, really? You know, this is a guy who just told me a minute ago, I don't understand why people want Jerusalem. I said, wait a second, explain something to me. You just said, he said, I know what I said. I know. It's not that I believe in the Torah, but there is a certain decency. I said, wait. He said, what I understand in the Torah, we could understand. I said, wait, so tell me, what's indecent about a person marrying his sister or his daughter? Explain it to me. Explain to me the logic in it. You agree with me it's indecent? He said, yeah. I said, explain. Why? What's wrong? Why is she different than any other woman? Explain it. The Torah. I said, wait, but he said what the Torah said, that's logical. Explain it to me, the logic in the prohibition of incest. I said that to him because Nachmanides says there is no logic to it. I mean, it's an argument in Nachmanides and Ibn Ezra. But okay, let him figure that out. He didn't know that. So at the end of the day, he said, you know, you're taking me much deeper into this question than I ever thought I'd go. But what struck me was, here's a man who has certain elements of his philosophy worked out, but a lot of deeper elements not worked out. And then I asked myself, so he feels very comfortable with that. And when you ask yourself why, I think the answer is what we just read here. People are spending their life on the run. He's rushing. He's in a rush. He doesn't take the time to pause and think, wait a second, but how do my thoughts work out? The shochachim alem po milem po. People forget. What's life all about? That was the first question I asked him. What do you want to accomplish on planet Earth? Did you ever stop and think about it? Think about it, and then we'll talk about Jerusalem. And it's like a given that I was born to work, to make money, to work, to make money. That's like the given. What are they working for? You're not going to inherit this world. At the end of the day, you die and leave it all behind. Who merits the world? The servants of God. As the verse says, this world is like a hallway in the way to the world to come. Prepare yourself here so that you enter the castle. Okay, we'll finish the introduction next time. We'll pick up here. We're out of time.